So a quick reminder as we wrap up this training is that when you are assessing for resource needs, as you may have seen, our options and questions that we ask throughout the assessment, such as employment, education, housing, health, and so on, it is imperative that you assess how the client's symptoms or behaviors are leading to difficulties in these specific life areas. Remember to assess specifically how the consumer's mental health symptoms or behaviors directly impact these areas. So for example, consumer exhibits severe anxiety, triggering isolations, which has impacted his ability to obtain educational resources. So remember to specify how the client's mental health symptoms or behaviors impact their ability to access these resources independently, which is why we're getting involved and providing support.